This is the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous Podcast with iHeartRadio.
Special report. Almost Famous is back. Ashley, why are we here?
The season 7 Bachelor in Paradise cast was released in short. And it's going to premiere on August 16th. And should we run through the list?
Yeah, but real quick, when you say you're an expert here, so when you're covering the story and you're saying in short, what are you meaning by this?
Okay, that means that we have the photos and the cast of who's going to be there day one. Because this isn't all the cast.
It's not, huh?
There's a lot more girls than there are guys.
Okay.
And I know of rumors of people who are not shown. Let's give an example, like Piper.
Yeah.
We know that Brandon, mm-hmm. he was third place on Tayshia's season?
Yeah.
He is on this original cast list, but Piper is not. And if you guys remember, they were spotted together numerous times, like dating back in May.
Mm-hmm.
So right before Paradise shot, and they, but Piper's not on this list. So my assumption is that these two, they did the old classic, started dating and thought that they could get together on Paradise as like, oh, we were just meeting. Oh, we flirted before. We talked a little bit, mm-hmm. but maybe we'll solidify things here in Paradise.
Okay.
I think that's going to create some drama.
So do we believe Piper shows up to Paradise?
Oh, yeah. Piper's going to be that girl that comes like, she's probably, I would say that she was going to walk down like during the first week, but actually I think they want to build the drama. People are probably going to be asking Brendan out,
mm-hmm.
and he's going to have to give another girl a rose before Piper comes. And that's going to just be juicy.
Okay, Ashley, it's time to run down the list of the most recent. It's almost been 2 years since we've seen Paradise.
That's wild.
The newest Bachelor in Paradise list. Take it away.
All right. First, we have Abigail. Then we have Brendan. Then we have Deandra from Peter's season. I don't remember her making a big splash there. Then we have Ivan from Claire and Tayshia's season, fourth place. Jasenia from Matt's season. You know, she was always involved in the drama. Then we have Joe Amable, grocery store Joe, the only one to come from a season. Oh, there's one other. Okay. I was going to say he's the only guy to come from a season outside of Claire and Tayshia. Oh, yeah. Outside of Claire and Tayshia's season on the original cast. So he's like a little bit more of a veteran. Then we have Carl Smith from Katie's season. Carl, of course, we know started some drama early on in this season and was eliminated. Then we have Kelsey Weir from Peter's season. Kenny, the boy band manager from Claire and Tayshia's season. Mari, the pageant girl from Matt's season. Marissa Gunn from Peter's season. Marissa. Do you remember Marissa?
I don't. I'm looking at their pictures here. I think she had to be an early exit because I don't remember her.
Okay. Then we have Natasha Parker from Peter's season. You know, she's been out there a lot because she is one of Joe's co-hosts mm-hmm. on, what's their podcast called?
Clickbait.
Then we have Noah Erb. He was on Tayshia's season. What was Noah's thing?
He had the mustache. Was shaved.
Oh, and he was the one with, he got annoyed with Mr. Harvard. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. So then we have Serena Chu of Matt's season. Serena Chu. Oh, Serena. Okay. Yes. From Matt's season. Then we have Serena Pitt from Matt's season. And then we have
Tajuan Hawkins.
Juwan Hawkins from Colton season. So the only other like more veteran from a past season coming on. And then we have Tammy. We know Tammy was a little villainous on Peter's season.
Mm-hmm.
Victoria from Matt's season. And then Victoria Paul from Peter's season.
Okay. So that's the list that we have right now. Ashley, to continue this conversation, is there anybody on the original list that you are disappointed to not see?
Brie.
I would agree.
From Matt's season.
One of my favorites of all time, and she's not on the list. I would also say we don't see Dr. Joe on here.
Yeah, he could come.
He could come. We don't know this, but from the original cast, he's not there. I wanted to see as much of him as possible. In addition to that, this feels like a good original cast. Now, we always know that the sleepers that come in week one, week two are the ones that kind of shake things up, and they're always kind of the ones that are more shocking, maybe more memorable and known. But this is a good first cast. A little bit of tidbit of information. Victoria Larson has blonde hair in this picture. She's changed her hair color.
I know.
She's going blonde. It's big.
Yeah, if you look at her Instagram, which I can't because I'm blocked.
Let's see if I can.
She's got a new look going on.
Yeah, I'll have to
look.
She's
real high glam.
I'll have to look to see if I still have access. Ashley, is there anybody here that you're shocked to see on the original cast?
No.
What are you talking about? I'm shocked to see Joe, Grocery Store Joe, in the original cast.
Did you really not know he was going to be there?
I knew he was going to be in Paradise at some point. Okay. I didn't know he'd be there week one. I feel like he was somebody that would come down later. I thought there would be a whole Kendall Joe kind of showing up same time, see what happens. I'm shocked to see him there from the beginning.
Oh, no. They're definitely, if they're going to play that storyline, they're not going to come at the same time. It's going to be very much like Jared and me, where somebody is settled and finding somebody before the other person comes down.
Very interesting. Well, I'm looking forward to Paradise. Ashley, as Paradise is coming upon us August 16th on ABC, what are you most looking forward to? What have you missed in the last 2 years?
Like the sense of humor, the sense of self-awareness, just lightheartedness. Yeah. I think that's where The Bachelor in Paradise excels. And I think it's always just like fun to have so many different love storylines.
Yeah. Well, speaking of love storylines, who here do you see in the original cast potentially being a good couple?
This is hard. I want to just brush on the fact that there's a couple huge Bachelor stars that aren't here that, like, maybe I'm not surprised now aren't there because, like, I've spoken to them about their reasoning. But, like, Hannah Ann, Victoria Fuller, I don't think Madison would ever do it, but, like, still, you know,
Madison Pruitt, yeah.
There's not a lot of big guy names. Like, Ivan and Joe are the biggest guy names.
Mm-hmm. Brendan.
Brendan. Okay. Yeah. So there's three.
Yeah.
But the girls don't have a lot to choose from that first week. Oh, actually the guys. Okay. So the guys are going to choose the first week because there are way more girls than guys.
Yeah. So out of this group then, what do you see?
Maybe Brendan and Abigail. Let's go with Brendan and Abigail. They're both like shy and sweet.
I like that couple.
What about you?
I'm all for it. I've been a fan of Ivan's since he was on the show, and I would love to see Ivan with somebody like a Natasha Parker or even like a Mari. Somebody
Ivan, you know, I can see with, yeah, Natasha, I was thinking.
You know, somebody who, Ivan's a sweet guy. He's very open. I think they're both fairly vocal. It would be great to see him with Abigail, but I do think the Abigail, like, Brendan thing kind of makes a lot of sense. They're kind of together in this picture anyways. They just look cute. Mm-hmm. And then Joe, here's something that'd be really interesting for me. This is a storyline I'll watch. I don't think it probably ever plays out. But Joe and Natasha, so they do a podcast together.
Ah, stop. That's the most unrealistic thing.
You think?
Yeah, they've known each other for like a year.
But what if, like, secretly behind the scenes, Joe's like, this Natasha is awesome. We co-host together. She's incredible. Well, we're both single. We're both on the beach. If we're going to give it a shot, why not now?
Who knows?
I don't know.
Anything could happen.
You don't like that story, huh?
No.
Okay. Does it creep you out?
No, it's not that I don't like it. It's not that I don't like it. It's just like I feel like we can pair Joe up with somebody else.
Okay.
Maybe Serena. Maybe... Yeah, I'd say from this list, Serena make the most sense for him.
Okay. Well, if you're going to because you know a lot about Paradise. It's kind of your bread and butter. But if there's some people that you're like, hey, I hope to see walk down the stairs week one or two to really shake things up, who are those cast members?
Okay, we need Kendall.
Yeah, we need Kendall.
Like, that's an amazing storyline for me, but also, like, potentially heartbreaking. Then I want to see... I definitely want to see Dr. Joe. Mm-hmm. And then I really... I don't know if he's going to, like, stir things up, but, you know. And then I'd want to see Bree.
Yeah, I agree. Bree, Dr. Joe, Kendall. From Katie's season...
Oh, yeah. So there could be people in the original cast from Katie's season that's not up there.
Yeah. I mean, Carl is up here now. So we have Carl.
So only eliminated people.
But I think her top four is going to be really strong. I'm hoping a couple of them choose to go to Paradise because I don't, you know, I think we're going to be like on the edge of our seats. I'm thinking the Michaels of the world and also the Greggs.
Yeah, like I want Greg to be in the original cast.
If any of those dudes aren't the next Bachelor or if they're not with Katie, it'd be incredible to see them walk down the stairs. I mean, can you imagine somebody better for Paradise than Andrew? Like fun loving, honest.
Yeah, he'd be really good.
Like huge smile on his face all the time. Paradise just feels like it would be his jam. Like it would be awesome for him.
Yeah, I see him there. I mean, Greg would be huge, but I also feel like Katie's top four in our heads are all going to like hold out for the chance of being Bachelor. But yeah. I guess Colton kind of proved that like way of going about things wrong.
Yeah.
Because you could still go to Paradise and become the Bachelor.
Why not?
Actually, it may increase your odds.
It might increase. I mean, Nick Vile came from Paradise to be the Bachelor. Colton did the same thing. It feels like a trend at some level. And hey, it doesn't hurt you, at least at this point. And it doesn't completely separate you from the opportunity of it. Well, Ashley, we're getting ready to start Paradise. It's a great cast. We want to announce it to all of you listeners because we know that you trust us for your Bachelor news. And this is big news. And we have more big news to get to. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to break down Bachelor headlines that have happened in the last like 3.5 days. Bachelor headline says this, Wells Adams, quote, I was shocked by the twists and turns of season 7 of Bachelor in Paradise. This according to Us.
Lots of quotes here. He says this is his 5th season doing Paradise. He's been on so many episodes of the show, but this may be one of his favorites thus far. He says you get everything. It's hot. It's sweaty. There are crabs everywhere. The beach kind. He's hopefully just the beach kind. And then he said, there's love, there's romance, there's a lot of drama. You got everything. The drinks are bad. The advice is worse, but the bar is open. And there's some twists and turns that I was shocked by and I never thought would happen on the show. And I think people are really, really going to love this season. He says that it starts out with drama and comedy, but then there's a lot of really wonderful love. He said the earth isn't healing until Paradise is back. And I can't, that's perfectly said. He said, I feel like we needed this for so long. I'm just excited for everyone to experience it. You know, America gets to kind of show up at the gates of Paradise and walk down those steps with us, which is very nice. And then he says, people are really going to enjoy this season. If you were single during COVID, this is so else. He goes, and you didn't get laid for a year, basically. Well, there's a lot of sexual tension built up in these cast members. So I think it'll translate quite nicely on television.
Oh, my gosh.
I think America feels the same way, too. If you're trying to make up for lost time, everyone feels like they got robbed of a year. So I think people are a little more prone to be bold than they probably would normally be on the beach, which is nice.
Said from the new host of the Rose Ceremonies, Wells Adams. It sounds like he's a host now. He's really promoting this. Like he's out there. He's out there now. Well, next headline and final headline of the last 3.5 days. This is a big one. The Bachelorettes, Claire Crawley and Dale Moss here are engaged again 6 months after breakup. This according to E!
Yes. Well, it's a close source to Claire, and they told E! News about it. said that they're engaged again, but a second proposal didn't happen. Claire has been wearing her ring for months and put it back on once Dale stepped up and they decided to give their relationship another shot. But it's more of a promise and a commitment from Dale. There's no wedding planning at this time. They had a conversation over a month ago about their future and decided that they wanted to be engaged again. They aren't rushing anything and they aren't even living together permanently yet.
I mean, let's celebrate that. That's been a
rocky road.
It's really awesome. It hasn't always gone smoothly, and that's to be expected, not shocking because this whole thing's wild and weird. But the fact that they took some time away and they said, hey, we still want to give this a shot is something we should celebrate here. And we are celebrating here. It's pretty awesome. Well, that's the headlines of the last 3.5 days, along with the list of cast members for the very first episode of Bachelor in Paradise. Get excited. It's coming again August 16th on ABC. It's the season 7 premiere, which is wild. We've had 7 seasons and we took almost 2 seasons off. Hey, Ashley, have a great rest of the week. We're going to come back next Monday, this Monday, I guess, with another breakdown of Katie's season. It's going to be exciting. It's going to be awesome. And we're going to be here for it. But until then, I've been Ben.
I've been Ashley. Almost forgot my name. Bye.
Holy moly.
Follow the Ben and Ashley I, Almost Famous podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.